creating this video to help others and help them, assist them on learning how to let their demons go, or people that have hurt you, to forgive them. Because once you forgive them, you let go of demons. Just letting you know, forgiveness unleashes these demons into the world, basically, and God takes them and, you know, takes them away from you, and then they go into the next person who deserves them or hasn't learned how to protect themselves from them, okay? But that's not your issue. Your issue isn't to hold these demons in and protect somebody else. No. This is your life. You need to take hold of it. You need to let them go. You need to live your own life. You need to learn how to become your own person and learn who you are. You'll never accomplish that if you have demons in your soul always in your ear, make you feel ashamed or make you feel fearful or make you feel just hopeless, you know? Like, no, that's not the goal here. Okay, so I used to have a really hard time, like really hard time, forgiving people. Like, I hated everybody. I wanted to beat everybody's ass. Everybody had one coming. Like, I was a queen of holding grudges. That's just who I was. I just felt like if I had pain or if I felt some type of way, you should feel some type of way, you know? But that ultimately, like, look, we have to realize we're mirrors. Whatever we give out to people is going to come right back to us. So if I'm holding grudges at people, they're holding grudges back to me. Or, you know, I'm feeling some type of way. I feel like I got to always have my, you know, my eyes over my shoulders. I always got, because I got, you know, people got something coming from me. So why would I not expect to have something coming for somebody else, you know? So it's just that cycle, you know, that you give out, you know, you keep on giving it out to people, it's going to keep on happening. So I remember, like, a lot of people have hurt me. Right now, they're in situations that they don't want to be in. They are in horrible relationships now that are very abusive, or even worse, or they're just going through a lot of medical issues. People are getting in car accidents. Like, man, there's just so many things that are happening to people who have hurt me, and I never had the chance to deal with them myself personally. It's like karma's like, you know what, just let it go, I got you. You know, there's people like my rapist, he kidnapped me and I got him locked up, and now he's in jail. He should have been out like last year, but because there's so many kids around and he can't be around any kids, he cannot find a spot to live. So he's still in jail even though he could be out. But that's karma, you know, because he had a way lighter sentence than he should have had. You know, but that never sat right with me. But like I said, look at how karma's handling it for me, you know? Like, I'm dealing with it, and it took me a long time to deal with it. That happened when I was 12, I'm 24, about to be 25, and I'm barely, like, I forgave him for a long time, but like, to actually get over it and feel like if he gets out, I'll be ready for him, you know? Like, I never felt ready, even if I forgave him. I felt like if I ever seen him, I wouldn't know how to deal with it. Now I know how to deal with it, you know? Like, but that's something that, you know, you have to have that strength. You have to build it up. You have to learn yourself and gain that confidence to be like, yo, I went through so much already. I'm not gonna allow anybody to put me through more. Like, it's done. Like, I don't give a fuck about you anymore, you know? And it's hard to do that because, like, you just want to hurt people. You want to see their karma. You want to see that, you know? You want to be like, man, fuck, that karma's dragging, you know? Like, I'd rather take things into my own hands. But you can't be God. Like, you can't, because then God's going to punish you for doing that, because it's not your job. It's your job to, like, sit there and take it, because in the end, we end up giving, man, our demons to other people because we didn't fucking get through with it, you know? Like, we didn't get to the bottom of our issues and let it go, so we end up treating somebody else like that. That's what I mean. Like, we can't be doing that. Like, God will punish us. So if you really want to let people go, like, in your pain go and forgive, like, just learn, just know that God and karma are tight, and you and karma are tight. You know, and she has your back, you know, 110% no matter what. And I promise you, if you look back to the people who have ever hurt you, if you ever, like, really track them down, I bet they're not doing very well. And you, I just feel like, you'll prosper so much when you just focus on yourself and stop worrying about the past and staying in there. Man, just look forward. I promise you, doors will open for you in ways that will repay you for all the horrible things that have happened to you. Life and God has your back. You just have to stop looking backwards and you have to look forward and see, like, I deserve better now. So look for them doors. Open your eyes. Stop looking behind you. Have a blessed day. Love you guys.